The Dutch government says it's updating its tax treaties with almost two dozen developing countries in order to make it harder for international companies to deprive those nations of revenue. As Terry Schultz reports, Netherlands officials say they hope other countries will follow their lead in improving transparency.
The Dutch Foreign Trade Ministry says low-income governments are missing out on funds they need because firms operating internationally exploit loopholes and differences between national tax systems. The Netherlands will revise 23 tax treaties with developing countries to add anti-abuse clauses and tighten supervision of companies. It will also increase its technical assistance to these governments to help them combat tax evasion and improve collection. The Dutch government says similar measures need to be taken worldwide, otherwise companies will just move their businesses to less stringent tax environments, and the developing world will continue missing out on money it needs for infrastructure and education. The Netherlands is urging the European Union and the G20 to take action. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
If American football is big business in the U.S., soccer today proved to be even bigger in Europe. Forward Gareth Bale of Wales has signed a record $132 million six-year deal to transfer from the Tottenham Hotspur to Real Madrid. The deal is subject to Bale passing a medical test.